And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com, speaking with, I guess we can say, former Mercer County High School girls basketball coach Kate Engwall, and now back on the sidelines serving as a volunteer assistant at the junior high level for the girls basketball program at Mercer County this season. So, like I said, back on the sidelines, kind of walk us through the story of how you end up back coaching girls basketball in the Mercer County School District again.
Sure. So, as you mentioned, I'm retired. And I would preface this whole story by saying, like, my favorite part of my coaching career was the relationships that I made, and I had so many players and their families become family to me. And earlier this summer, Emma Skowronski, who was a former player of mine for 5 years, and then she was on my staff my last 2 years, she gave me a call. She and her husband Brandon, they're expecting their first child at pretty much the start of the eighth grade girls basketball season, and she asked if I'd be willing to help her out, and she is family to me, so there was no hesitation, and I said, of course.
Well, I know we talked with you initially when you kind of stepped down as the head coach last year, a couple years ago now, about how you just felt like it was time to maybe take a step away. But like you said there, the relationships that you've been able to build with kids that you've coached over a decade plus, able to kind of rope you back in, I guess you could say. So, I mean, that's something too with you that we've talked about a lot, the relationship building aspect of being a coach where, like you said, Emma and Brandon expecting a child, you get to... Yeah, I see you at like every single wedding of like a former player too, right? Which is cool. So this being able to come back in this type of way, I mean, how cool is it for you to be able to, you know, help out a former player like this?
Yeah, I love it. I was at Emma and Brandon's wedding. I can't wait to snuggle their baby. I was at Tess's wedding this summer. I'm going to Ty Gobin's wedding next weekend. So yeah, like, just, I can't, like, those relationships are so special to me. And so, like I said, when Emma asked, there was no hesitation. And, you know, it'll be fun for me to have that interaction with the junior high girls again. But I think maybe more than that is I've done a lot of thinking back to, I did coach eighth grade for 1 year. And it was my first, like, official title that I had. And I just think of how much I grew as a coach. Over the course of the 12 years that I did coach. So I think about that, and I think about Emma, and I think that'll be cool to kind of be back on the sideline where I'm not in charge at all, and I can maybe still kind of coach her.
Yeah, so speak about kind of what you expect this to look like for you this year, because as you mentioned, you know, Emma likely do kind of right around the start of the season. So there will at least be, I think, a little bit of a time where you're basically acting as the head coach for the eighth grade team, right?
Yep. So obviously, no one knows what a pregnancy is going to look like. So will Emma miss 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months? No one knows. Time will tell. And so obviously I'm prepared for whatever that's going to look like. But, you know, one thing I did tell her is I plan to be there, you know, several days a week. I'm not just going to show up when she's gone, like, and expect the girls to know me and respect me. So I'll be there throughout the course of the season, a few days a week, helping out. And then, yeah, while she's out for whatever time that she needs, I'm committed to, you know, I guess stepping into her role. And then whenever she's ready to come back, I'll step back and she'll step back in front and we'll go from there.
Well, I'm curious to know kind of how you expect this to go when you talk about, you know, your experience where, like you said, you kind of started as a junior high coach for a year, transitioned to coaching junior varsity, then eventually took over the Mercer County girls basketball program for 9 years. So you had that experience as a junior high coach way back then. You've had the experience of, you know, being the head coach of a program where at that level you probably have a little bit different expectation now of what junior high girls basketball should be or how you'd like to see it, you know, ran or whatever. So from that experience, maybe how do you try to apply that now to this time around coaching junior high kids?
Yeah, I think, like, back to like me growing as a coach over the course of my 10 to 12 years, like, what I expect at the junior high level is a big part of that. So what I hope that we'll get out of it, like, number one, you want the girls to leave junior high and want to play in high school, want to at least give it a shot as a freshman. So we want them to have fun, obviously learn the game. And two, I think that there's two other things that I think are really important that kids this age need to start learning. And one is figuring out how to get the kids to want to compete. Some of them are wired naturally that way and some are not, and it's a new thing for them. So getting creative and doing that in a fun way. And then the other thing too that I see a lot is in a competitive environment, helping kids at that early teenage age learn how to manage their emotions. And so like those have been, especially the second one, has been something that like I feel pretty passionate about. So I'm excited to, I guess, help in that regard. And I guess those would be my expectations. Have fun and grow a little bit.
Yeah, so I have three younger sisters who all have played junior high girls basketball. I think all three had kind of varying levels of, you know, team success and just experience coming into it. I think you see that a lot with a sport like girls basketball specifically. It's one of those sports where it feels like there are a lot of kids, not maybe Mercer County specifically, but around that at the junior high age is kind of the first time they're playing organized basketball, where, like you said, you have to kind of teach them the expectations of the game, obviously, but also kind of how you carry yourself, the responsibility that comes with that, and then also kind of parental expectations too, I guess. So just all of that mixed in, it makes the junior high coaching experience pretty interesting, I think. And I assume you're probably pretty happy you have the experience going in with all of that kind of mixed in there, right?
Yeah. And I think any more too, Ty, it's crazy because there's more like travel ball opportunities in every single sport than there ever has been at any point. So like, it's not always a kid's first time participating. But that being said, you get a group of kids who they've been playing travel ball for several years. And then there are those kids who this is going to be their first opportunity to play organized basketball, play as a part of a team. So you're going to have different experience levels. And then, like you said, the parental expectations are going to be very different. And there's just like, yeah, expectations and levels of experience, like, on both ends of the spectrum, and trying to kind of rein all that in and meet somewhere in the middle to where you're doing the best for the most is the goal.
And then I guess kind of piggybacking off of that, and we talked about this off the air a little bit, but just like the kind of way that youth sports are, it feels like you are seeing more and more kind of issues that go like viral online, whether it be parental behavior. A lot of the time it is like the adults that are ruining it, right? Whether it be, you know, getting mad at a coach or getting mad at an umpire or an official. So on that side of the coin, I guess, can you speak to how important it is at this level of learning the game for the adults basically not to ruin the experience, right?
Sure. Yeah. And also, like, to preface, you know, the vast majority of adults are not a problem. But from my seat, I have seen that very seldom is a kid the cause of an issue. But especially at this junior high level, like, let the coaches coach, let the officials officiate, you know, let the kids play. Parents, just be parents. Be supportive. You want, my opinion, you want the kids to have a good experience. You know, a lot of times, especially if this is their first time being in an organized sport, they need to, like, I guess, learn that, you know, the coach is here to teach you, the coach has put together a game plan, that's what we need to follow. You know, we've got plays, you need to learn those, and that's like your coach and your teammates, those are the opinions that matter. And kind of, you know, start building that at this age. And also, no one loves to win more than I love to win. Like, it's just, that's a fact. But, and as much as it pains me to say it, that's not the goal at junior high, not even a little bit. And I remember when I got hired at the junior high, I was told at that time, like, we couldn't care less how many games you win. That's not what it's about at this. So it's just not. Obviously, that doesn't mean we're not going to go out there and try to do it and try to teach the kids, like, you know, how we want to do that. But that can't be the goal. And then I guess the other thing I'd say, and I don't have kids myself, but I've coached many and I consider many other people's kids my own. But like, if you've ever tried to, like, teach a teenager to do something, and you, if you're gonna tell me they turned around and did it exactly the way you told them every single time, like, it's just not how it works, and that's just the nature of it. So, like, just have your expectation be that you want the kids to have a good time and have a great experience, and I promise if we start there, we'll get to the end of the season and you'll be glad that you did.
So, speaking generally about girls basketball, women's basketball, you've had a little bit of a time, like, away. We're able to look at it maybe from a different perspective as being, you know, an active coach like you weren't the past year. Where do you think the game stands, just kind of the state of it as numbers? It looks like kind of continuing to be a little bit of an issue, especially at the high school level nationwide.
Yeah, I think, and this is not specific to basketball, this is just across the board. I really have a big worry about how much adults are putting on these kids' plates. Like, I had basketball players for my whole time there who they played travel softball all through the winter and then were wondering why they're too tired physically, why they're too tired mentally. Like, these kids, they're just so busy, and to an extent, we have to get back to finding time for the kids to be kids in the summer. Like, there has to be some off season. So I attribute, you know, there's a million reasons, and there's not enough time in the day for me to dig into all my opinions on this. But I think the big one is, like, they're just too busy. What I like that we've done at Mercer County, and I think that we're still doing, is, you know, we play basketball in season and we do summer basketball in June, and then we'll see in November. And, you know, kids on their own will make the most of their time off. And I think a part of that too, and I feel like I'm kind of jumping all over here, but part of it too is, like, you know, you might have a kid that maybe they do have the talent and ability and desire to go play at the next level, but the vast majority don't. And so I think that plays a big part of it too, back to expectations, whether that be parental, whether that be the kids' expectations, is being realistic. But yeah, I think I worry about school sports going forward because the kids are too busy, they've got too much on their plates, and they don't have time anymore to just be kids.
And just last thing for you before we wrap up, kind of looping back to where we were at the beginning, we've talked about your career in coaching in the Mercer County School District, specific to the girls basketball program. Obviously, after stepping away, the program still means a lot to you. I know, saw you at a bunch of games this past year, and now back in this role helping out at the junior high level. Just still, this program, I'm sure, feels really important to Kate Engwall, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, when I started 12 years ago, my only goal was to leave it better than I found it. And I know that I did that. And when Brandon took over, like, he feels the same. And so if I can help in any way, shape, or form to keep the program moving forward, keep the kids involved and enjoying it, then I'm all in.
All right, Kate Engwall, you'll see her on the sidelines this fall, coaching junior high girls basketball in the Mercer County School District. Appreciate the time. Welcome back.
Yes, thanks, Ty.
All right, I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.